From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. From the Associated Press come some details of what the alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks has told American interrogators. According to the AP, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has described some of the planning for 9/11, which envisioned an even bigger terrorist assault than actually took place. John Solomon is Assistant Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. And John Solomon, first, what's the source of this information?
It's the actual interrogation reports that American interrogators wrote after questioning Khalid Sheikh Mohammed over the last 6 months.
Which the Associated Press has actually seen.
Yes, we've read them.
What do these documents show Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to have said about the planning for 9/11, when it started, what was envisioned at first?
The plot was 5 years in the making. The first time he talked about it with Osama bin Laden was in 1996, and at that time he envisioned hijacking five airliners on each of the American coasts, West Coast and East Coast. And over time, over the 5 years, the plan evolved into a much smaller, more succinct attack that we saw on September 11th. Each time it was scaled back, Osama bin Laden, according to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was concerned about being able to synchronize so many activities in one event. And so he scaled it back eventually to four planes that were supposed to have 22 hijackers.
The synchronicity was vital, according to this.
Absolutely. That's something, a very unique signature for al-Qaeda attacks.
It was thought at one time that Mohammed Atta, the Egyptian, was the leading figure of the American-based hijackers. I gather that's contradicted by what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed says.
I'm not sure it's quite contradicted. I think what we learn is that Mohammed Atta is inserted into the plot much later, 98-99, and that the two original hijackers that bin Laden originally assigned for the task was two men named Khalid al-Madar and Nawaf al-Hazmi, both who came to the United States and settled in California. And they go back to 1996. They were two of the four original operatives that Osama bin Laden assigned.
Some of the operatives who were in California made the acquaintance of somebody later identified as a Saudi agent. I gather that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed says this person he never heard of.
That's right. In fact, he says that there was no one on the ground in California to meet those two hijackers. They were supposed to just make it on their own. No al-Qaeda facilitators or helpers on the ground when they got here.
Now, I mean, do U.S. authorities believe that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is being sincere in his answers? And if so, what do they understand to be his motivation for saying anything that's not previously confirmed about the 9/11 plot?
Well, the interrogation process is really a process, and it takes 6 months. The documents that I saw are really the fruit of 6 months of questioning and all the sophisticated interrogation tactics that the Americans use. They don't trust anything he says, but one of the things I learned in the process of reporting is that a lot of the information he's talked about specific to 9/11, they've been able to corroborate with other al-Qaeda members and documents.
What of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's answers do you think most revises our sense of what happened on 9/11?
It perhaps might be the insertion of the original four hijackers, of which Khalid al-Madar and al-Hazmi were two of them. I think the concern or the interesting angle for that is that those hijackers were the only two that we knew about, U.S. intelligence knew about prior to the attacks, and we were actually looking for them in the days leading up to 9/11. And I think the fact that they were inserted by Osama bin Laden right at the very beginning in 1996, that probably illuminates a little bit about the missed opportunities we had.
There have been some interesting stories about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, about his interrogation, that have come out in the past couple of months in a book by Gerald Posner, in an Atlantic Monthly article, I believe some Newsweek reporting as well. And they tell stories about his interrogators convincing him that he was actually in Saudi Arabia when he wasn't, when he was in Pakistan. Is there, first of all, any concerted effort on the part of the government now to get a story out about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed?
I don't think so. Many of the people I talked to in the government as we were in the final stages of reporting this information were very concerned about its release. They were concerned about the idea that al-Qaeda operatives might now know what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was saying and therefore could conform their stories accordingly. So there wasn't a very concerted effort. In fact, just the opposite. There was a lot of pushing back in the last 24 or 48 hours.
Really? Some saying, please don't release this.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
That's correct.
Some skeptics look at the release of these documents and the publication of the story about them by the Associated Press on the eve of President Bush's speech at the United Nations as a tactic by the administration. Let's get some more scare stories about what al-Qaeda was up to out there before the public, some atmospherics for the UN speech. Are you concerned about that? Do you think that was the motive?
I don't want to really get into the motive of sources because it might help identify them one way or the other. I can say that confidently that I talked to multiple sources who would have had multiple motives, and each source sort of filled in a part of the story. It wasn't one particular single source that provided the whole story. It wasn't gift wrapped. You had to sort of piece it together and convince multiple sources to participate and assist. So it wasn't what I would call what is known in Washington as an authorized leak. I don't think that that's the case at all.
But in the end, somebody showed the AP documents.
Or somebody's.
Somebody's,
multiple,
you say.
Right? Yep, possibly, yep.
So much so that you were able to
study
them.
We felt very confident that we had a complete enough picture and an accurate enough picture that the information there was, you know, worthy of public dissemination.
Well, John Solomon, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me today.
John Solomon, who is Assistant Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press.